it's from the position, the relative position between the earth and the.
But when they speak of we are going to send embryo in a capsule and it will reach and after 10,000 years it will come out, are these not utopia? They make station, intermediate station, and petrol will be carried from here to the door. All these are practical and utopian. What is the opposite word of utopian?
Pragmatic.
Pragmatic?
Pragmatic means practical. Utopian means idealistic concept.
Ideality is assumed in many scientific theories.
Yeah?
Ideality of certain laws or certain matter, they assume it.
Are they not utopian?
But they take it as facts. For example,
you take it, your things as fact, we take our fact. Why do you say my things utopian, your fact? I can say my fact, your utopia.
For example, in chemical elements, like the elements like helium, neon, argon, these are called inert gases. These are called ideal gases, because they behave ideally under the assumptions of scientific theories, it fits perfectly well to their theory. So they call these gases the ideal gases. And like gases like oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen, these are non-ideal gases because they do not behave properly as like helium or neon. So the theory extends, first they develop the theory from these ideal gases. And then when the theory doesn't fit to the gases like hydrogen and oxygen, they modify it. So they call it these are non-ideal gases. So accordingly, the theory is modified. They put certain numbers to adjust the their modifications. So in all most scientific theories, they develop something that is called ideal. And from that ideality, they extrapolate these so-called other theories. That is almost in all scientific theories.
Comes to show us the ideal place in Vrindavan. The sample Vrindavan is here. So why do you say it is utopia? Imitation idea of the idea.
trying to make it ideal. Trying to make this place ideal.
There must be something ideal, otherwise how they're trying to make it ideal. They're trying to be immortal, unless there is something immortal. How they?
The actual ideality is there.
That is explained in Bhagavad. Satyam Param Bhima. Find that truth.
If there be no ideality, the scientists cannot think about ideality itself.
Yeah. Scientist says there is no life after death.
No, they do not know that.
Huh?
They do not say also, they do not know that. They do not say that there is no life after death, because they do not know.
There's one plan that frees people from all death. This is actually going on now. We awoke out of such a frozen state, and the science is a fact.
That means that there is no life. If you want to keep it frozen, that means after this body there is no life.
No, no, they keep it frozen because they want to study. For example, the brain of the advanced scientists, they want to study how his brain is different from ordinary people. So like they can do some studies, research on different bodies, parts of the bodies, just to differentiate why this body is different from the some other bodies.
But that's a fact, differentiation there is. Visible, because if you act more nicely than me, you must have good brain. But the brain is not acting independent. That is enough. The dead brain they're going to study, there is another foolishness. Another skeleton. That passing on that time. That's like ordinary machine and a complicated machine. The machine has to be worked by somebody. Not that because it is highly developed, valuable machine, it works automatically. This simple thing, these rascals, they do not understand. You may have got a very big nice machine, I may not have, but either good machine or bad machine, it must be watched by you or by me. Where is that me and you? And they are trying to understand the machine itself. That's the skill there.
That's why they
are keeping the machine. What do you study the machine? machine, according to his karma, that particular person, this machine is given by God. That's why you could pay a good price, you get a good machine. Similarly, Brahmana Sarvabhutani, Jantra Rurani Maya. So, God is supplying him the machine and the circumstances to work. So, do not find out the man who is working on the machine, you are studying the machine.
So they work only with matter, so they forget about spirit.
Yes. That is their folly. Therefore they are asking. That is described in the Bhagavad. Just shantu buddhi kura bhedi dhatu ki. Saya gopha, they are animals. So what knowledge we can expect from these rascal animals? They are animals. They may pass on as big scientists to another animal, but they cannot pass on as big scientists to us.
You have to be specialized to pass.
Understanding this matter, we immediately take it as the animal. The animal take it.
But majority of the people are all like that.
Yes, exactly. They are all animals. Fools, rascals. Abodha jata, they have been described. All rascals, fools. So long they do not come to the point of understanding spirit soul, they are simply rascals. And whatever they are doing, simply being defeated, actually. The so-called scientific research, simply their defeat. What they have gained, that is stated in Bhagavad. Parabhava. Parabhava means defeat. So long they do not come to the understanding of self, the spirit soul, they are simply rascals and fools. And what the rascals and fools can become victorious, they will never become victorious. They will always be subdued by the laws of nature. Parabhava, defeat, simply. Whatever scientific discovery there is simply defeat, not conquering. That old scientist, he could not check his old age. What is the value of his scientific discovery? He could not check his growing in age. So what is the value of scientific advancement? He'll die. He cannot check that. He cannot check all that.
Nobody can check that.
Then what is the advancement? The real problems are there.
Why not they search for real knowledge?
That is, therefore they are rascal. Why they are rascal? They will not take real knowledge. It's like children, obstinate. Father said, don't touch this fire. But he was wrong, touch. So as soon as touch the finger,
burnt.
That is the problem. They will not take the experience of Krishna. They will manufacture their own experience. That is a folly. Therefore they are called, they have been addressed as Murha. Ramanga Duskitanam Murha. Lowest of the mankind, Murha. They do not surrender. They will not take the intelligence given by Krishna. They will manufacture their own intelligence. This is their folly. Therefore they are assisted. Our process is, all the big acharyas, they are taking knowledge from Krishna. That's the Krishna Guru, all Guru. That is our process. And they are manufacturing their own knowledge. They do not know the system. They take it as dogma. Just that we speak of Vaikuntha from experienced knowledge. They don't believe it. But they do not know what are these planets. Still they will not believe it. They cannot say anything except their own planet. Even they do not know what are the... They have not studied all the corners of this planet. Therefore they sometimes say, oh, this discovery, this is that. Discovery means they do not know so many things. That is discovery. When they come to know, oh, it is working like this, that is discovery. But the things are there. So they do not know so many things. They still there, sir.
They cannot think so many things because they are concentrated in a small area of even their own...
That is we call Kupa Mandukna. Kupa Mandukna is the frog, Dr. Frog of the world. He cannot conceive what is Atlantic Ocean, but still he theorizes. Atlantic Ocean maybe, so be. What experience you can get Atlantic Ocean living in a 3-foot well? That is it. And if I ask you, what is the measurement of this space, you cannot say that. You cannot say that. But there is measurement, must be. It may be unlimited for you, but as it is a created thing, there must be measurement. Any created thing has measurement. Unless they agree to submit, they must submit. That's why you have submitted. You are office, right? So, you can understand now. This is the only condition. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Mamaha. First of all, submit yourself, then accept. You will be able to understand this way. There is no possibility of understanding the whole thing by challenge. They are only challenged. Oh, we can.
They're challenging in the nature. They're challenging in the nature itself.
Nature, they cannot, even challenging nature, they cannot understand the nature. And behind nature there is God. So what they will understand God? They cannot understand the curtain by which God is hidden. And what do they will understand God? This is a curtain. Graham Putasa Sarvas Yugumaya Samapita. Vastani Sarvabhutani. It's like this planet, this universe, everything resting on him. But he cannot do that. Just like if you sit down on this chair, on this bench, I can see the bench you are sitting. But this whole universe is floating on something, but you cannot see until it is floating. You are so limited. This universe is floating on water, just like football. Karnana, jakkarana, namajavi, vajiti, smajiva, nidyamananta, asirishadvita, mishnun, mahan, sajiva, jasra, kalani, seishu, govindupan, each and every universe is coming out as a force in the body of Vishnu Mahārāja. Just like an infected person, he distributes infection by breathing. Is it not?
Yes.
Similarly, this universe is coming from the breathing of the Mahārāja. And again it is wandered out. This is creation. What do you understand? But we understand. Because we take the knowledge from experience, real experience. Love. Yes, we are trying in future, as we know. Yes, sir.
We are always hoping against hope. Don't try to do something every time.
That is foolish.
Even in experiments, failed so many times, 10 times, 20 times, still they are hoping, oh, this time I will get it. They do it.
Durasaya. This is called Durasaya. Durasayaji Bhadiratama. Everything explained. They are called Durasaya. Hoping and hope. Everything good.
Some so-called educated people, they're impressed by Vedic cosmology, the advancement of this. They're impressed by this very Vedic cosmology, how they knew 5,000 years ago about the situation of planets. But then when you get personal, you tell how these planets are coming, then they will not accept. But they're impressed by the statue of cosmology.
The astronomers and the cosmologists, they define the universe in three definitions. So, and according to their own, they say the visible space, universe, is a, they say this is their laboratory for further research, to find out the unlimited expanding universe. So this is their laboratory for their, so they call, this is called observable universe. I mean, the universe that can be observed and perceived by instruments. Then another definition of universe they call unlimited. That includes the observable plus everything that is not observable. and the third aspect they call physical universe. That means this universe can be studied by physical laws, mathematics, physics. So they call this a physical universe. And so based on this...
how they can say beyond this universe there is no other?
They cannot say that, because they still say that there's unlimited aspects. That includes both the visible as well as... yes.
That which they can't perceive, they can understand by mathematical laws,
physical
laws.
There are so many laws, infinitum. The limits aside, infinitum.
Actually, all physical laws are described by mathematics. Imagination.
Just like in our childhood, we are thinking, the gramophone message, how it can speak without a man? There must be a man without it.
So everything comes to Srila Prabhupada's that nice comment on Frog's philosophy, Dr. Frog, all these things that's happening. Some posters in the campus for Laguna Beach, for Laguna Beach engagement. Somebody was asking me, what is this Mellows, Transcendental Mellows? you should come and find out. Please come and find out.
The subtle parts of Madhuta. Easily you can go. So this is asking thinking, this is it, advancement. So I am killing the soul. The soul is going to become a dog next life after riding motor car. Now that is better. And they have no knowledge. But because you are advanced from bullock car to motor car, so rascal. They have no knowledge. What is advancement? What is time?
complicate the problem.
Yes, sir. Increasing the problem. They have to dig out petroleum oil from the midst of the ocean. Yeah. Is it easy job?
No.
They can do it because they have got motor cars. They must find out petrol.
That's what they call development of new departments of knowledge. With the arise of necessity to develop new departments of searching out
what is the
unknown.
This development? This is the problem after all. What is the use of such knowledge?
But they fail to see that that point.
That means they are rascals. They do not have clear eyesight, clear insight. They do not know whether they are degrading or developing. Just like the flies, with great force, they enter into the fire. They think we are making progress, we are going to the light. They think otherwise how they are going.
Yes.
Such kind of advancement. They are going to die being annihilated, and at this they are, oh, I am going force, by force, I am going to the light. Here is darkness, here is light. This is the It's like a mad driver drinking drives recklessly to die. But he's thinking, I am going so with so much great speed.
Mm.
He does not know that he's going to die after a few minutes. And that is the devil.
Same thing when they discovered atomic bomb, they did not know what's going to happen. Just Einstein proposed the equation for that a small mass can be converted to a tremendous amount of energy. Like his equation, that energy is equal to the mass times the square of the velocity of light. So he, from his theory, found that this is happening. This is a physical law. So if we employ a small amount of mass, and if we subject to this equation, then there will be tremendous amount of energy. So, but later on, I mean, it happened that they used the knowledge in the wrong direction. So many people got killed. And at the moment, the so-called genetic engineering,
that also they do not understand properly, because they do not see the spiritual energy. Just like we know that within this body there is a small bit of spiritual energy, spark, which is 10,000 part of the tip of the earth. How small it is. But on due to its presence within the body is working. We know that. That how a small particle of spiritual energy can work so wonderful. They do not know it.
So nowadays, the scientists are also thinking that they have done so many mistakes. So so they say that this atomic energy, this bombing, was a tremendous mistake on the part of the... they say it is mostly responsible by politicians, not on the part of scientists, the scientists say. But on the other hand, the public say, people say, the scientists are responsible because they discovered the
There are consequences. If you give a sharpened razor in the hands of a child, the child will cut here and there. Who is responsible? The parent or the child?
Parent.
They ask a scientist is responsible for giving such things in the hands of the rascals. Politicians are the most rascal, the most scoundrel. They go to politics. Politician means a 10th class man. No first class man goes to politics. Suppose if somebody says me that you come and become president, why shall I go there? What can I do there? I know. I shall not be able to do anything. So how shall I take the post?
So that I can
lord
it over.
Yes. I cannot say. Suppose if I become president and if I want to say that stop this slaughterhouse, immediately I will be removed. Mm. So I cannot do anything, even if I become president. So how shall I assume this post? So no sane man, no gentleman will go to the post. Because he knows he'll not be able to do anything but the welfare of the public.
So corrupt.
So corrupt. Horribly corrupt. Even one wants to do, just like President Kennedy, he wanted to do something good. He has said that. Gandhi wanted to do something, he sat down. So the politics is so corrupted that as soon as you are prepared to do something, actually,
So seeing that mistake also, now the scientists, they're proposing that they should make a governing body, not the politicians. So when they discover something, so that the result can be completely controlled by this group of...
That is another foolishness. That is another foolishness. They will be bribed and they will vote. They will get money, that's how.
The another field which is coming up is genetic engineering, which they are afraid about like this, just like they say, it may be like atomic bomb incident. The politicians will utilize the...
Now why they discover all these nonsense and waste their time? Why do they not discover something which will stop all problems of life? No death, no disease. Why do they do not know? They are also rascals. Combination of rascals. Why do they spend their energy and intelligence for this nonsense purpose? If you will refuse just for the matter of knowing. Never mind, it will be disastrous. What is to try to know something which will not be disastrous, beneficial? But that we have not. No power to know that. What is to try to know God? We are trying to know something disastrous. What is this?
This is in the Bhagavatam, it says that in this case, we live in all communities, we are unlucky. People of all kinds of people.
like us?
Some of them, they recognize us where we are. Oftentimes they like us, but they want to do good work.
Can you send Matt?
They are fighting how to stop drugs coming from different countries, the smuggling of ganja and all this. The search for knowledge is natural. The search for knowledge, but missing Krishna, the searching for the wrong direction.
The search for knowledge is natural, but the knowledge should be taken from the person who knows the knowledge. That they do not. The research is all that, but they are taking knowledge from a rascal. That is. One rascal is teaching another rascal. So what is the advancement of knowledge? Both of them remain in the ignorance. What is the use of knowledge? Better to stop this inversion.
Prabhupada says there are so many departments of knowledge in all the universities, but the most important department of knowledge, what is the purpose of human life, is left out.
They do not know, they ignore it. Blind. But the leaders are also blind. So, blind leader leading other blind men, that is made disaster. That is happening.
Most people, including scientists, they are not satisfied with the arrangement of nature.
Then that is another foolishness.
That is why they are making all these things.
That is the truth. We cannot change the arrangement of the nature. That is not possible. What we have changed?
They want to be very happy. And so that's a, the...
No, you be happy, that is life. Because happiness is our position. According to Vedic civilization, every living entity is by nature should be happy. Anandamaya Vyasa. That is the nature to become happy. But if we say that the arrangement of nature is not perfect, then you are good.
That's why these people are saying that God created the universe. But still, let's say we want more. Say, for example, for
what does he want more? Suppose we require water. So there is ample water. We require a little salt while we are eating. So there are so much salt. So what do you want more? Everything is perfect and insufficient. What does he want more? If you want more motor cars, the more motor cars you are getting, you are losing your life by accident. And you have to construct so many flyways.
It is only in this direction that people are working so hard. Because there are more and more.
They're working hard because they're hogs and dogs. There is no need of working hard. Nature's helmet is so perfect that if you live natural life, there's no need of hard work. This tree is standing in one place. It's not at all working. Hide is standing and living. This is also living in. The birds and bees, they are no scientific laboratory. How they are living? Happily. So, your advanced brain means you are spoiling. You do not know how to utilize the brain. The brain was to utilize for searching out Krishna. But instead of Krishna, you are searching out assets. That's all. Brain is being misused.
So these search for these symptoms are based on only on the bodily comforts or bodily aspects.
But where you are getting the bodily comforts? Supposing you are, yes, the end search is after bodily comfort. But still, they are not getting bodily. Where is the bodily comfort? There is disease. There is old age. And where is bodily comfort? You cannot stop it. It is very good that you are searching after bodily comfort. But there are so many discomforts of the body and the mind. You cannot stop it. Then where is your actually benefit of searching out bodily comfort? You could not do it. Where is bodily comfort?
For example, they will say that in early history, people used to live in the caves and they used to wear skins.
That is your rascal conception. They used to live in palaces. You are rascal, you do not know the history.
But they are saying that they used to live the history because they don't have the complete information.
No, you have rascal's history. We are not rascal, we have got another history. Why shall I accept your history? Your rascal will be satisfied with that history that your great-grandfather, his father, used to live in the cave. But we don't accept. Our forefather used to live in Paris. 16,000 palaces, Krishna. So you rascal, you live with your own history. Why you force your rascal history upon us? You are not my dear sir. We get history from 5,000 years ago. We have no history beyond 3,000 years. But we give the shortest history 5,000 years ago, Krishna. And how much intelligent from historical point of view, Krishna was. You can understand from his instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. It is not that because we are Krishnaites, you can imagine. The whole world is reading Bhagavad Gita. Why? Unless there is intelligence. All scholars, all religionists, all philosophers, they are giving attention to Bhagavad Gita. So how you can say Krishna is living in the cave? Your forefather might be living in the cave, but our forefather did not live in the cave, but palace. Your forefather is a monkey, according to that.
So people completely lack the real knowledge.
Huh?
That is why they give all these books. For example, when we started school, we are taught with this, we are supplied with this information right from the beginning, the history of mankind, and then how this started. So they give all this information.
Stone Age. What is that? Stone Age?
Yes.
And before that?
Dinosaurs.
Huh?
Before that, dinosaurs.
Let's see.
The dinosaurs. Even from a common sense point of view, it's easy to understand that the civilization longer than 5,000 years. But in the time of recognizing the planet is only so many millions of years, why should there be a human civilization always? The planet would be changed before the human civilization.
Our proposition is the first feature of this universe is Lord Brahma, who has created this. The first feature of this universe, the most intelligent person. How we can accept nonsense? So it has developed from stone. Dasachakra Bhagavan Bhut. Do you know the story?
No.
Dasachakra Bhagavan Bhut. So, there is a circle of friends. So, all the friends conspired to make another friend, bewildered. So they conspired that as soon as you meet that gentleman, you cry, oh, here is a ghost, here is a ghost, here is a ghost. So all the friends, they come one way, oh, I heard you are dead, you are ghost, you are ghost. So after 10 times like that, he thought, have I become ghost? Then he began to say, so does really have become ghost? I am tired. This is lovely. This is like that. There was no human being, there's no human being, and all the rascals are not thinking. whether this is right. That's a chapter of Bhagavan too. If you make conspiracy, even a sane man will think himself that I become ghost.
The influence of the...
Yes, propaganda. That is the cause of India's cultural fall. These British are simply made propaganda. So whatever you have got India, this is all allegory, fiction, these astras and the thing. Whatever now you are learning from us, England's work in India, that is your real, you are becoming civilized now. Otherwise you are in the utopia and all these astras, throw it up. Because that was Lord Macaulay's policy. Lord Macaulay was sent to report how Indians can be governed nicely. So he reported that if you keep the Indians as Indians, you will never be able to govern them because they are superior. You make propaganda that they are inferior. And they limit a few, and then they interview. That they did.
The Indians would never be able to compete on the British platform.
No, because under British rule, from the childhood they are subjected to the propaganda one. We read one book, small book, by M. Ghosh, the subject matter, the England's working in India. That was a compulsory reading book in the school. And in that book, it was simply stated that we are uncivilized, and since the British have come, we are becoming. This is the subject matter of that book, England's working in India. Everything Indian, the Jawaharlal is the typical example. Everything Indian is bad. That was his philosophy. Gandhi was trying to get the Indians back to village. His philosophy was that these capitalists, they're exploiting these poor men. So all these poor men, they should go back to village and be satisfied with the village economy. Not to come out. Actually, that's a very nice program. But as soon as Gandhi died or he was killed, the whole program was changed, industrialization, and attract the poor man and let them live in wretched condition of city life. Gandhi's policy was to make them happy. Agriculture in the village, produce their own cloth, not in the mill, but in charkha.
Spinning.
Let the spinning bread. Simple life and morality. No drink, no drinking of tea, no smoking. And Raghupati Radha Raja Ram. This was his program. Muslim unity, the whole is program failed. He died very dissatisfied.
Why did they fail? Why was it the program failed?
Because his disciples They had a different program. We wanted politics, like Western countries. They did not want, just like all the politicians, they did not want anything good for the people. They simply want to make some money for their senses. This is the whole policy of the modern diplomats and politicians. They do not know. You go to hell. Otherwise, in your country, don't you see, so many young men are frustrated. So what government is doing, actually? They're not serious. They have made this policy that cast them and sent them, keep the Vietnam going on and kill all these useless boys who be killed. That is the point. That is the Western policy. We don't like anyone. So these your fathers and grandfathers, they could not make you right. Well, send them to Vietnam. Suicidal policy. When a man becomes too much frustrated, he commits suicide. And that is also very current in the So the same suicide process, these boys, it is, he could not. We found them, killed them.
That's
right.
If they don't commit suicide, then
they will take the
drugs.
That is also another suicide.
Well, in Chicago, the one section where the temple was close by, more than 60% of the people were heroin addicts in this one section. That was what so much degraded the society to the most people. And also, the guys there, rooms, all day. I read in the newspaper that the astronauts were going to the moon. They wanted to take wine with them. And then when they got to the moon, they could celebrate their victory.
There's a story, Narak Gurija. One man said to his friend, oh, you are drinking, you'll go to hell. My father is also drinking. Oh, he'll also go to hell. My mother is drinking. Ah, oh, she'll also go to hell. My brother is drinking. Oh, he'll also go to hell. In this way, last of all, everyone is going to hell. Then hell is heaven. Why do you say hell? We shall live together and drink. Hey, what do you call hell? It is heaven.
So this is why association and company is so important.
It is folly to be wise, for ignorance is bliss. So, drinking is heaven. See, when you go to moon planet, there must be wine. Otherwise, how it is heaven? That is called punapunaschadvita-charvana, chewing the chew. If your wine is heaven, then why do you take so much trouble? What did you think here? Yeah. Such less good. Why you spend so much money? No. The heaven will be taken in Berkeley.
They're actually going to be moved by it. They're going to go to colleges.
Because I am down to know that we are going to moon planet or some hell planet. Now, Krishna Kutuva Mahadeva, our only formula is, anyone who is not Krishna Kutuva, he has no good son. He rejects it. What am I doing? He rejected from the beast a good son. Immediately. He may be president and he may be beast or that, he doesn't know. Because he is not Krishna conscious, he is that person. This is our certificate.
We have valor.
I discovered buildings and never had been caves. Here is bathroom, here is kitchen, here is wedding room, there's 3 inches. Is that advanced civilization? Advanced civilization means every man must have sufficient space to move. Good morning. Why do you create this path? This will recreate. Refreshed. So space is required for refreshment. Now what is this? 3 inches room. We could not see them. Both things are existing. But you studied only one side. Here is the mystery. See, Krishna has supreme power in paradise, and there was no need of light, jewels, all jewels. Everything is existing time by time.
So due to limited knowledge,
yeah,
they cannot see the real sight.
Yeah. No, they have seen only the cage. That's why they are going to the moon. They are going to the desert of the moon. And they are concluding the moon is a desert. Mm-hmm. That's all. The other side is private.
Mm. So they cannot go?
They cannot go. Because according to Vedic description, moon is a planet for demigods. So they have got better brain. So they saw that these rascals are coming here. All right, let them go to the other side. They have got their machine also. If they have got better brain, they can divert you. Why not think in that way? Their theory is that all other planets, there is no life. Only this planet is favored by God, there is life. In the sun planet there is life.